Cher loses it. If Trump wins in November, it's end of democracy. By David Ngee on August 30, 2020. Failed postal volunteer and Joe Biden backer Cher said that if President Donald Trump wins re-election in November, it will be the end of democracy, adding that the commander-in-chief is gradually bringing the country closer to dictatorship. The moonstruck star sounded the alarm in a series of tweets over the weekend in which she also defended the U.S. Postal Service and mail-in voting. If Trump wins, it's end of democracy, and start of Trump autocracy. He'll have complete control, Cher tweeted. Cher then falsely accused the president of ripping mailboxes out of sidewalks and smashing sorting machines. She then made the wild claim that President Trump will also try to dismantle the U.S. Supreme Court, the U.S. Army, and police forces around the country, despite the president's well-documented pro-cop and pro-military record. As Breitbart has previously reported, the removal and replacement of mailboxes is a regular part of U.S. Postal Service operations. Despite this, left-wing celebrities are using photos of routine mailbox replacements to fan the flames of panic. The Obama-Biden administration removed 14,000 mailboxes over the five fiscal years ending in 2017, without causing much of a fuss from the media. Cher then accused President Trump of turning the country into a dictatorship. "Step by step we go closer to dictatorship," she tweeted, alleging that the president is gutting post office to stop mail-in voting. Last week, Cher catalogued her attempt to volunteer at a local post office in Malibu, California, where she learned that the U.S. Postal Service doesn't accept volunteer workers. The Biden supporter also appeared at a poorly attended USPS rally where she held a sign that said, in words paraphrasing her moonstruck character Loretta Castorini, "Hey Senate. Snap out of it." Follow David Ngee on Twitter at @HeyIt'sDavidNgee. Have a tip? Contact me at dng@breitbart.com.